Hey there, Patriots. It's Lori popping in to give you an update. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but Dr. Zelenko has passed away. He has terminal cancer, but he did a lot to try to keep people safe and to educate them about the COVID vaccine, and he even came up with his own product to help fight back on the clots that were forming in people and killing them with blood clots. So he's a hero, and I hope you remember him in your prayers today, because he's no longer with us, but he fought the good fight. And that makes all of us have to redouble our efforts to try to save everyone else. I mean, I don't know how to tell you this without freaking you out, but there is a plot, just as the Bible said, to get rid of God's creation, to change us, to alter our DNA, to make us not what God had intended. And this group of evil scientists or cabal members or whatever they are, they think that there's too many of us and that they just want to have the whole world for themselves. And they pretend that they care about humanity. They don't, because if they did, they want to be putting the stuff that is in this vax, in this jab, into it. Okay, you don't put toxins into vaccines or this COVID jab if you want to help people. Okay, something terrible is going on, and we've got to get the word out, and it's up to each of us to do our part. I want to say that the tickets are going pretty quickly for the Virginia event, and there's also one in September that's been added for Oklahoma, and one in August up in Rochester, New York. It's real easy. Just go on to the timetofreeamerica.com site, and I'll have the links there for where you can get your tickets. But you gotta reserve them and get it done, because when we show up in mass, in M-A-S-S, not mask, mass, in big groups, you know, we are forced to be reckoned with, and that's what they're trying to prevent. They don't want us to talk to each other, and they don't want us to get organized. That's partly why I started these platforms. You know, there's a Lori and Company, Lori and Company Show, Operation Rainbow, In Circle Pros, Lori and Company In Circle. I set up a few of them because I wanted to have backup in case something happened to one of the platforms. Unfortunately, 2 days ago, I had a troll on my show and being vile and nasty. And you know, the whole idea is that they want us just to give up. We're in a war with like possessed people, apparently, because you know, who would take the time to call up someone like me and harass them? Who would do that except a paid operative? Turns out that in the newspaper, they're hiring people to go to the polls and to, you know, basically screw around with the ballots. I think it's $150 or $200. I mean, you have to be a Democrat, of course. They won't hire you if they see that you have a record of voting Republican. Or in my case, I voted Libertarian as well. But, you know, they want their power. They want their cushy jobs. And they don't want to go to prison for what they've done, which is basically abuse of our money and trust. Now, you're not going to hear about it on the paid-off news, but Second Amendment was upheld by the Supreme Court. And, you know, the Roe v. Wade, you know, for all you Democrats out there that want taxpayers to pay for your abortions, you know, go ask a Democrat for the money. Better yet, don't have sex because you are unfit to be a mother, let alone to be voting. If you think that killing something inside you is not murder, okay? I really don't understand this whole uproar over the right to choose. You say you have a right to choose to kill your baby, but we don't have a right to choose not to get a vaccine that's experimental, and it's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy jab that is designed to change our DNA. I mean, are you people that stupid? God, I can't believe it. Anyway, the update on the tickets is at timetofreeamerica.com. If that goes down for some reason, go to thrivetimeshow.com. Clay Clark needs help because he's being sued for daring to say the truth, which was that the November 2020 election was stolen. And, you know, it was pretty obvious when they closed down the election facilities and papered over the windows. That's kind of an indication that there's a problem. Yeah. And then they had pipes burst, so they had to close down for that reason. That wasn't true. Oh, we're not connected to the Internet. They had to prove that they were connected to the Internet. I mean, we had foreign interference done. I mean, here's Hillary shooting her mouth off after 2016, pretending that she had it stolen from her. She didn't get it stolen from her. She lost, okay? They could have very easily, if they wanted to, the White Hats could have made it that Trump stayed in. But we had to have this horrible pain that we're going through right now happen because we had to see what their plans are. We had to have our kids at home so that we could see what kind of crap the teachers are pushing at them from the Department of Education that should never have been created. Schools used to be good when it was locally controlled with local parents and local teachers and teachers that only got raises if they actually did a good job instead of just a big increase from their union. Okay, the union workers are what they're interested in. They're going after the firemen, the police, the first responder ambulance. They're going after them and recruiting them to be in the union because they want to have control via the unions. And I'm sorry if you like your union job. I know somebody who drives truck for Wonder Bread, and he likes his unions. Yeah, but that's because you've been having a job for your whole life. But union also means that you can do a crappy job and you still keep your job. And that's what happens in the education. The teachers that are bad, they don't lose their job and lose their income. They get given basically a hiatus while they're being investigated and going through the process of being found to see if there's any validity to what the parents are saying. I could tell you so many stories about what goes on at schools that would curl your hair. I mean, it's shocking. These are not the best of the people that are in our schools. There's a lot of really scummy communists and foreigners, and especially in the LA area, they have a lot of foreigners that are in control now, and they're not pro-America, okay? So your kids are being indoctrinated. You know, one particular thing that comes to mind is the school, someone I know taught at the school that Eva Mendez went to. Eva Mendez was in the movie Hitch. Well, let me just tell you, because of the population of Iraqis and Iranians, the boys, they call them Persian versions, okay? The girls are supposed to be pure and untouched, but that doesn't stop the boys from paying them money to make out with each other. The girls make out with each other for money at the schools, at high school level. And the schools know about it, but they say it's a culture thing. So you have girls behaving like lesbians, even if they're not lesbians, because they're getting paid at school, on school property, with our tax dollars, paying for their books and for their paper and for their school lunches. And that's how they handle the culture problem in schools that aren't pushing American culture. They're pushing whatever it is that you're bringing into America. Okay, if you come to America, you've got to embrace and support American values and American customs. Otherwise, leave. Okay, that's what the oath you took when you became a naturalized citizen says, that you will not undermine the policies and beliefs and values of America. For all you people that think it's so horrible here, go to Canada. Oh, I forgot, you can't go to Canada because Justin Trudeau, Fidel Castro's son, illegitimate son, yeah, that's the love child of Mrs. Trudeau, she had an affair with Castro. That namby-pamby boy, Justin Trudeau, he wouldn't let anyone come into Canada unless they could prove they had a net worth of $1 million, and he let in a lot of communist Chinese that way. All right, so this idea that America is such a terrible place to be, you know, get out of here then. Okay? We don't need you or want you. We've been so tolerant, took advantage of our Christian, Judeo-Christian values and our being kind and being inclusive, and you just took over, okay? We know what you've done. We're not stupid. We're not going to tolerate it, and you're not going to be in power much longer. Again, every day I get up and I think that this nightmare is going to end, and instead it just gets worse. The passing of Dr. Zelenko was expected because of his terminal condition. But you have to think about why we're having such an increase in cancer and autism and MS and all the other various cancers that are out there that are especially hitting children. Why is this happening? Yes, there was cancer in the old days, in the 1800s, in the 1920s, in the 30s and 40s, but not like it is now. What's happening? What's the explanation for this big spike in terrible illnesses? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself, who wants us sick, sad, going to funerals, burying our children, burying our spouses and boyfriends and grandparents and neighbors? Who wants that? Evil does. So if you want to stand up against evil, it means you got to get your ammunition. And I don't mean guns. I mean ammunition as an information. Start turning off the lying, paid-off CIA Nazi-controlled media and go over to places where you can at least get both sides of the story, like Glenn Beck, like InfoWars, like the shows on Roku, Real America News and American News, and there's so many other platforms, Gateway Pundit, And We Know. Get your information from other sources because it might actually keep you alive. All right, get prepared, people. Next thing is we need to have the people get involved with the Operation Rainbow. If you have a skill, a talent, if you're able to do something to help, please contact the people that I've mentioned. People, be brave and be free, but we're going to have to work together and we're going to have to do a lot of heavy lifting. All right. God bless America so we can bless the world.